Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. A shocking endorsement from a longtime Republican.
Dick Cheney, George W. Bush's vice president, declaring he will vote for Harris in November. The announcement made by his daughter, former Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney.
Dick Cheney will be voting for Kamala Harris.
Liz Cheney recently announced she, too, is backing Harris.
ABC's Derek Dennis, father and son in court 2 days after the mass shooting at a Georgia high school. The 14-year-old suspected shooter facing 4 counts of felony murder. His father charged with manslaughter and murder for allegedly allowing the teen access to the rifle used to gun down 2 students and 2 teachers. A man in Canada facing 20 years in prison for allegedly plotting to slaughter Jewish people in New York City and attempting to provide material support to ISIS. Boeing's first astronaut mission ended with an empty capsule landing in New Mexico overnight, as the 2 test pilots remain stranded on the space station until next year. This is ABC News. Recovery from 2 hurricanes in 2020, Laura and Delta, is far from complete, leaving a mess in misery in coastal Louisiana. ABC's Chuck Sievertson.
Since the hurricanes,
the house is full of mold and collapsing. It's literally unsafe to be in.
Tara Hillman in Lake Charles, Louisiana, says FEMA wants to repossess its trailer, her temporary home. Lois Malvo says in
the richest and the most prestige country in the world, nobody should be living like this.
COVID demands delayed federal money. Some find the application process confusing. Homeowners say insurance doesn't cover total costs. Some abandoned their wrecked houses and fled the area.
And today, an abandoned 22-story building in Lake Charles, Louisiana, once an icon of the city that became a symbol of destruction from the hurricanes, was imploded this morning after sitting vacant for nearly 4 years. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights. Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at wgbw.fm.
Higher prices for beef grown in the U.S. Wobeater says despite being in an industry that has become highly consolidated among large corporate ag producers, she and Pete have continued to succeed on their 300 acres in Toledo, Iowa.
And I think that has been my husband's approach to things. In the 80s, when it was go big or get out, he said, no, that's not the way he was raised. And it's worked for us.
The 2023 Farm Bill, which has already been extended until the end of this month, remains on hold in Washington. I'm Mark Moran. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Sunshine today, highs in the low to mid-60s, mostly clear tonight with lows around 47. Sunny and breezy for Sunday, highs around 75 and southwest winds at about 15 to 20 miles per hour. Monday, sunshine 80, 82 on Tuesday.
Currently 53 degrees.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time as we welcome former State Senate Majority Leader Democrat Tim Cullen to the program to talk about his new book and great foundation helping Wisconsinites. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor. You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Her hands wrapped up in mine, tears rolling out of her eyes. No messing with a made-up mind.
Welcome, everybody, to Raised in Wisco. I'm your host, Joel Clayfish, sitting alongside my sidekick. Easy for me to say. Sidekick. The lady of leisure who works all day and heads to the field after work, Danielle Fairman. Danielle Fairman, you have become somewhat of a hunting celebrity in Wisconsin.
Celebrity?
I saw the way everybody acted to you at the Wisconsin Waterfowl Hunters Expo.
That was actually kind of great.
It was pretty cool.
You know what they did say? That Joel told me to come say hi to you.
Oh, well, so don't give you, away Joel my Clayfish. Secrets, Danielle. Come on.
There were a couple of people that were like, hey, you're on Raised in Wisco. I was like, oh, absolutely. They're like, your laugh is definitely contagious.
It's contagious. We
absolutely.
Wouldn't know what to do without it.
I rely on that laugh. Yay. It gets me through the week.
I thought it was Bandit that did that.
And Bandit.
Bandit's always welcome in the studio. Boy. Bandit is the silent, usually silent, and sometimes silent but deadly guest. In the studio.
Yep. Sure is.
You don't want to be trapped in a small room with that.
No, you sure don't.
That's producer Jess. She runs this ship in here, and I'll tell you, she is like the decoys in the goose spread. We couldn't do it without her, and we'd be way off the mark.
I look forward to learning more about what that means.
That's a huge compliment, Jess. That's a good compliment.
The decoys in the goose spread are where the geese land.
We could.
Where you tried it. To get them to land, and we have such an awesome show today. Oh. I'm so excited about the show.
Why are you talking about geese, Joel Clayfish?
Well, we have so much to pack into today because not only is Wisconsin's goose hunting season opener going on now, it opened on Sunday, September 1st. It's the dove season opener. It's the teal season opener in exactly... 11 days, 10 days. We've got the deer hunting season opener, the turkey season opener. We got more season openers than they got seasonings at Lowry's. I'm telling you.
Oh,
there's a dad joke right off the bat.
Oh, there we go.
I did
so
it.
So proud. Does that mean that's it? We're done with that?
No, it does not.
That's just warm up.
That was the appetizer.
We can expect dad jokes throughout the show, as always on Raised in Wisco. Raised in Wisco is your place to make sure you know how to enjoy the outdoors of the great state of Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. Danielle and I have lived here my whole life, and we make our joy part of our livelihood and our love and our passion about the great outdoors, taking food from field to table, hunting it, fishing it, kayaking, biking, running, mountain climbing out in Devil's Lake, camping. If you can do it outside, it's a subject and a topic for Raised in Wisco. If you're afraid to do it, we're going to show you and teach you how to do it because we have such a love and a passion for it. And I cannot believe everything that happened this week. We've got Greg Brinkman here from Northwind Waterfowl. I'm going to tell you, not only one of the best waterfowl hunters in the state, but also runs his own outfitter. You can hire him to take you out on an experience in Wisconsin. We're going to hear about everything from him as to what to do to get out there, to make waterfowl a part of your life if you haven't tried it, how to get to try it. Producer Jess bought her tag last week.
Sure did.
I helped her after the show. Jess is a first-time hunting, Wisconsin hunting license holder. How does that feel?
You know what?
Where's the
in
applause
the
button?
Since,
we need the applause.
I am really excited. I didn't really think I'd ever get into this, but I'm really looking forward to it.
And I hope everybody is watching on Facebook because you could see her face right now. She is cheesing.
Yeah,
so
she's
hard.
Actually excited about it. And this,
now I have goosebumps.
Do you see my goosebumps?
Uh-huh.
The hair on my arm stands up when we take somebody who is a non-hunter or who has not experienced, you know, fishing seriously or hunting seriously, and they want to give it their first try. And we had a real great discussion about what it is, that apprehension that some people feel. And as those of us who are trying to get people interested in it, it was important. And we had this discussion on air, and I thought it was really meaningful. careful about the apprehensions you have. And if you're teaching someone and helping something get into it, I think a key component of that is assuring them that they do not have to pull the trigger.
Yep.
They do not have to kill something. They can be along for the ride and share the experience. Now, the fact that she just told us she's been excited since she has purchased her tag, her license, gets me even more excited about it. Yes. And I want to tell you.
And a lot of it was actually you taking that step and saying you don't have to pull the trigger.
My first few times, I was the retriever. I was the dog.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't want to shoot. I was not ready to shoot. I was not ready to harvest.
Yeah,
I was not ready to kill
about.
Something. Yeah. Harvest something. Yep.
And there's no pressure in our mentored hunting program in Wisconsin. You know, mm-hmm. I was a member of the legislature. I co-authored that piece of legislation, and that has just done wonders for the hunting public. There have been no fatal accidents among mentored hunts in Wisconsin. And we have been, you know, blessed to have so many people try it without having to go through the hunter's safety. Jess is going to hunt on the mentored program. And I'm excited to tell you, and I have like 10 weekly Wiscos. I've got like 10, but what I want to tell you is I stopped at no fewer than 4 farms and got permissions for turkey hunting because I am excited for Danielle and Jess and me to go.
Ooh.
We're going to have a big blind because I might even cook breakfast in the blind. We'll see.
Ooh. I'm so in.
The turkey blind?
Absolute only I mean, way yeah, you were getting
not?
Me out
I mean,
there.
Brinkman, come on. You've had breakfast
I'm
in the
jealous.
Goose blind, I'm
oh,
sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I have like 16 recipes I want to talk about because we had breakfast after the hunts this weekend. But I'm going to I want to switch gears slightly. And Raised in Wisco is not we get some fantastic, fascinating topics. And this topic is coming up because my mom's almost 80 years old. Right. And
no,
this woman has given her
50.
Life. She spends. Like every day we record, she sits in the studio with us, like just kind of doing her thing, you know, knitting, pulls out the knitting needles or crocheting needles, works on what she's, you know, whatever she's got going. And she has devoted her entire life to her children and other people and helping them and being a good citizen and really like an angel on earth. I'm not kidding you. That's my mom.
Yes.
The hilt.
I agree. Wholeheartedly.
Well, she shows up at our house to watch the Baylor game where my daughters go to school. She shows up at her house in a brand new Jeep Wrangler.
Oh, you did
that's
not know that was happening?
Hot pink in color. What?
You didn't know that was happening?
I had no idea.
You didn't say it was hot pink.
It's
oh,
hot
it is pink.
Pink.
Oh,
baby, it's fuchsia.
Yeah.
I mean,
I love
there
that.
Ain't no confusion. It's
no.
fuchsia. Ain't no confusion.
There we are again.
There's a dad joke.
There it is.
No confusion
wow,
about it.
That is
oh,
pink.
That is definitely
Jess,
pink.
Producer Jess is counting the dad jokes in there. So
no, I'm giving you a time cue.
Oh, you give me a time. I thought she was saying you're up to 5 dad jokes.
That
you're
was actually
3.
Yeah, that was
I'm
3.
I'm at 3 dad jokes. All right.
Counting those count. Too. Don't worry.
I'm literally sweating. I'm having so much fun right now. But, you know, I'm not the skinniest guy in the world, so sweating comes a lot
oh,
easier
goodness.
To me. I'm thick-blooded. But so I want to talk about Jeep ducking.
Okay, yes, but I
what?
Do want to talk
Jeep
about Jeep
ducking.
Ducking. Excuse me?
Do you know hold on.
Do you not know
Producer
what Jeep
Jess,
ducking is?
Do you know what Jeep
what?
Ducking is?
How do you not know?
What is this when
we're
you hunt ducks in a Jeep?
We are all
simple?
Staring at you right now.
Okay.
I don't know what this is.
I explained this to my friend Ian Kittrell. We were on our way home from a hunt on the weekend, and I saw a Jeep with ducks. Jeep owners, particularly Jeep Wrangler owners, collect ducks. Little rubber ducks.
Oh,
miniature
I've seen the
rubber
miniature
ducks.
Rubber ducks
is that
duck.
Are all over the... Yeah.
The dashboard. Oh, they're on inside of the dashboard.
And I've had a lot of questions
duck
about
oh,
it.
Oh, have I
duck
got
Jeep?
Your answers.
Okay.
I think I have your answers, but most of them are made up, so...
Okay, okay.
So
that's
when,
the best kind.
When I see... Jeep
oh,
ducks in Jeeps. I'm
man.
Right. You don't have to be an owner to give one, don't
no,
you? You just looked it up.
I got things
hold
to
on.
Say.
Let's
holding.
Keep this on track.
Holding.
I'm raised in Wisco. Let's keep this on track. So when I first started seeing these
what
miniature
track?
Rubber ducks, I told Ian about this. He's like, I don't know what you're talking about. And he called me today. He's like, I can't. I'm so angry with you. You told me about this Jeep ducking stuff. Now that's all I can think of whenever I see a Jeep. How many ducks do they have? So... Allegedly, this is a friendly game that
duck,
Jeep,
duck, Jeep
owners play with each other, wherein they leave a duck on the handle of a Jeep as a kindness gesture, you mm-hmm. know, to the Jeep owner. And what I've noticed is there are some Jeeps with zero ducks.
Well, some Jeepers don't like them.
Some Jeepers don't have any ducks. Are they anti-Jeep ducking?
Are they being spurned? Okay, so, are they being ostracized?
Well, that's my other question. Or did they just have nobody nice enough to give them a duck?
This is the thing. My bestie Annie has a Jeep. A Jeep Wrangler. It is her pride and joy. Also my pride and joy. And she has two ducks on hers. That's it. Two ducks. One of them.
So two people have left ducks.
No. Only people leave ducks. She just puts them away.
Because, why only two?
Because she only wants two.
Is she not proud of having more ducks in her Jeep?
She just is not a rubber ducky, you're the one kind of person.
Oh, my God. Okay. So.
But how did this all start?
I don't. Allegedly, there was a woman who started it. I'm going to kind of get to my point real quick because.
There was a point here?
Well, there is a point. This is so fascinating to me. My wife went on Amazon and bought me a bag of 50 miniature rubber ducks.
Are they all the same or is it a variety pack?
And it's a variety pack.
Okay, good.
And I see people with one duck and I think, don't they have a lot of friends? Are they depressed? Are they bummed out because they haven't been Jeep ducked?
I wouldn't want all the ducks on my dashboard.
Because some Jeeps have got 100 ducks. Well, yeah. I went and I saw a Jeep with no ducks.
You give them
so
duckies.
I took a duck and I wrote a note. I said,
I said
on the note, I don't know if you're anti-Jeep ducking.
Oh my goodness.
Or if no one has been kind enough to give you a duck yet. So if
please
you don't want to participate
everywhere.
In the Jeep ducking culture, and
throw
if those fellow Jeep owners haven't been kind enough to you, please accept this as your first duck. If you are anti-Jeep ducking, please pay this forward. And
aww.
I left it on. See, that's how I thought of it.
And
my wife looked at me like I was crazy. She's like,
no,
what are you doing?
That's a really considerate
gesture.
So
if you listen to this show and you got a Jeep with the note, in fact, we can make this show a place you can listen to, and I'm going to tell you how I put the ducks on Jeeps every week.
Dun, dun,
and
dun.
If you
every
get
week.
It that way, you will know who left the duck.
Dun, dun, dun.
How about
dun,
that?
Dun, dun. Anyone can duck a Jeep. Yes, anyone can duck.
Aha!
It's all about spreading
you
kindness.
Said you had to be a Jeep owner.
Foot in
we
mouth.
Got so much
understood.
Fun stuff. We've got several recipes today. Opening of goose season, duck season. Greg Brinkman from Northwind Waterfowl. I can't believe how fun it's going to be.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
The kids are heading back to class, but when the subject is school, we have to talk about the first kindergarten started in Wisconsin. Marguerite Schurz created what is known as America's First Kindergarten in 1856, teaching a small class at her family's home in Watertown. It's about 50 miles northwest of Milwaukee. So can you guess, when did kindergarten become part of the state's public school system? The answer coming up. Schurz learned about kindergarten in Germany, where the idea was common. It wasn't in America, and her class grew so quickly, she had to move to a bigger space. Today, the building remains as a Watertown museum. So did you guess when kindergarten became part of the public school system in the state? It was 1898, but 42 years prior, the Schurz School started it all, making this a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Plus from dawn to dusk in the red dirt heat, busting it up for a couple of bucks, but it ain't no thing, just another
Raised in Wisco is your place to learn about the great outdoors of the great state of Wisconsin. Joel Clayfish in the hot seat next to me the co-pilot, the riding shotgun. Do you know why they say riding shotgun,
because
Danielle
back
Fairman?
Back in the day, they had to put the shotgun.
Yes, back in the day on the stagecoach.
Yep.
Did you know this, Jess?
I think so.
On the stagecoach, they had a guy next to the stagecoach driver with a shotgun in his hand in case the banditos came up and were trying to rob the place.
My puppy dog.
Smart. In case Bandit, the dog, came up and tried to attack.
Tried to take all your
the passengers in the Jeep. In the Jeep? What am I doing?
Oh,
out of my mind.
Take all your
we
ducks.
We talked so much about Jeep ducking. Give me all your ducks.
Okay, your weekly Wisco. So this is your weekly Wisco?
Well, okay, my weekly Wisco. We're dragging weekly Wisco
we
into the...
I got a cool weekly Wisco.
I have a great one. Opening of goose season.
Yes,
which it's
I have
like,
questions.
I can't sleep. I can't eat before it. I'm
all
so excited
goose.
About it. I mean,
ate before it.
I... Okay, you ate before... Danielle, what's your weekly Wisco?
Okay, we'll save that part for later on in the show.
Nope, let's hear it. Because Danielle's got a story about something like blank through a goose.
Oh, man. So I...
Greg Brinkman from Northwind Waterfowl is here. And he is going to... We're going to actually get to some real strategies for goose hunting. But before that...
So I was up in Crandon for the Crandon World Cup races, which is
awesome.
Weekly Wisco. That was the greatest time I've ever had. For a dirt race, because that's the only dirt race I've ever been.
And it's dirt, it's cars, it's bikes.
So it's side by sides, it's trucks. But there is this huge off road course up in Crandon. It was the 55th World Championship races and the 9th Red Bull Crandon World Cup.
How fun!
It was such a great.
People
time.
Don't realize when the roar of those engines hits you and you're in the thick
the
of it,
mud
and the mud
goes everywhere.
Flying.
The cars, the vehicles get wrecked. Oh, it was the coolest thing ever. So Crandon, quick thing. Crandon is a 1,200 population, correct? During just this tiny little week, 60,000 people.
Wow.
60,000.
That's incredible.
I didn't realize it was that big.
Yeah, they did.
That's
like,
entire Waukesha.
It was almost 65. They put the numbers up on the board and everything, but
that's
I don't
like
really remember because
city of Waukesha or Wausau. I mean,
there
that's huge.
There was a lot of alcohol being served that weekend.
I'd imagine
it is Wisconsin, yeah. Danielle.
Okay, but. On the way back, so that was during the goose opener, right?
Yes.
I did miss the morning of because it was Crandon. I was really, really, really hungover. But then we left a day early, and we're driving back, and I got to go with a couple of people that I never hunted with before. And I'm driving back, and we stop at this mom-and-pop gas station, and they ate some food. Well, this was a few hours before we get out there, and I get really excited. We're set up, and I start getting the bubble guts.
What? Okay, what did you eat?
Oh, no. Was this from all the booze?
It did not feel like
all
booze.
Right.
It felt like food poisoning. It was just stomach. It was not head. It was not body aches. It was just stomach. And you know when you get like
she's
that?
She's literally getting nauseated telling the story.
Like you get that taste
somebody get
in
a
your
pail.
Mouth. You get that taste in your mouth and the water
oh,
in your mouth.
Oh,
and,
yeah, I know.
Like all that. My palms are clammy right now. Well,
don't be getting sick on us.
Time to, you know, shoot. And
so you go hunting.
I'm go hunting and I'm just like shaking. I'm sweating.
Oh, my goodness.
And shoot a goose and I goose my other end.
Oh, no.
There it is.
No.
So I was like, I'm out.
Happy
bye.
Weekly Wisco.
No. You listen. Okay. All right. Hey, Danielle, what was your weekly Wisco
oh
this week? Well, let me just say.
Yeah, goose hunting was really
let
eventful
me just
this
say,
year.
We're not going to talk about this for a long time.
No,
but there isn't
man.
A hunter alive or fisher person alive or angler alive who has not been in a scenario where they have had an uncomfortable scenario
it
like
was
that
so
happen.
Bad. Everyone just laughing at it. I'm laughing at myself. And it was just,
oh,
I'm like,
yeah.
I'm out, I'm gone. And I haven't eaten in 2 days. And
wow.
It's
you still look a little peaked. I'm not going to lie.
Peaked?
Yeah, a little peaked.
That's,
a little,
that's a fun word.
A little pale, kind of, a little bit. And when you started describing it, I was afraid we were going to have to put...
Go through it again?
Put plastic over the equipment.
Show and
here.
Tell?
That's
okay, moving on.
Nah.
Brinkman! the opening of Goose Through a Goose.
Oh, man.
I'm thinking of Blank Through a Goose, like something. The opening of Goose Hunting
Season. Yeah, how
season.
Was yours?
How did it go for you? Greg Brinkman is the owner and CEO of North Wind Waterfowl. I'm going to just go ahead and say it. I think it's the best outfitter in the state for waterfowl hunting. I've had a chance to hunt.
Where did you go?
And you really produce, and production is a matter of real estate. Do you have good places to hunt? I think you have some fantastic places to hunt. What was your opening weekend like?
Well, it's opening weekend, you know? Everything, nothing goes as planned.
Nothing goes as planned.
Nothing
it's
goes
crazy
as planned,
everywhere.
Ever.
Do you save that just for you and your friends, or do you actually book it? Because it's like a holiday.
Opening weekend is just for me and my buddies. It's buddy hunting. We get that out of the way.
Awesome.
You know, not out of the way, but you get what I'm saying.
Yeah. You're celebrating. I'm not kidding.
It's a holiday.
For hunters, it's like a national holiday.
Yes.
It really is. I mean, the night before the opening day, I can't sleep. We got a good field that has birds in it the day before. I can't eat at night.
Yep.
I'm up every 2 hours. I'm get to the field, you know, wake up at, I finally get out of bed at 3 o'clock, get to the field at 3:30. You know, I can't. I'm so excited about it. And I tell people, if you lose that, then, you know, find another outdoor activity because that feeling is what drives you. And if you haven't experienced it, give it a try. And, you know, one of the things that we emphasize on Raised in Wisco, which is really important to me, is that if you haven't tried it, find somebody to give it a try. And if you don't like it and it's not for you, that's great. There's a million things to do in Wisconsin. But when you get out there, you are going to realize that experiencing these outdoors and the different things that Wisconsin has to offer, from hunting to fishing to camping, you name it, that is really the greatest way to live. And this really is the greatest state to do it in. So Brinkman, you're out there. And this, I always get a kick out of this because opening day is like madness. It's like everybody's in every field. Competition to get the fields is everywhere.
It is.
And so
it's bad.
It's bad. It's almost bad. And then after opening weekend, so many of the people who have tags and licenses, they'll hunt a couple times the rest of the year. But opening day, everybody's out.
I'm glad there's so many people involved in it, but like you said, I'm ready for that when a lot of the hunters kind of fade off or get into deer hunting or whatever it may be.
Sure. And the reason I think that they fade away is because so many other opportunities are available in Wisconsin.
Yeah, definitely.
And a lot of them have families and just do the family, like the Bass's Family Fall Fest or anything going on
100%.
Like that. People just, you know.
The holidays start rolling in and everything else.
Exactly.
Well, I'm excited to talk to you about, you know, your setup, some of the keys to success on opening. And I'm really excited to talk about our recipes. I want to talk about a few different things and foods we get to eat on Raised in Wisco. You can hear us Saturdays at 11 on all your civic media stations. I'm Joel Clayfish and Danielle Fairman is here. And we got tons more.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. A shocking endorsement from a longtime Republican.
Dick Cheney, George W. Bush's vice president, declaring he will vote for Harris in November. The announcement made by his daughter, former Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney.
Dick Cheney will be voting for Kamala Harris.
Liz Cheney recently announced she, too, is backing Harris.
ABC's Derek Dennis, father and son in court 2 days after the mass shooting at a Georgia high school. The 14-year-old suspected shooter, facing 4 counts of felony murder, his father charged with manslaughter and murder for allegedly allowing the teen access to the rifle used to gun down 2 students and 2 teachers. A man in Canada facing 20 years in prison for allegedly plotting to slaughter Jewish people in New York City and attempting to provide material support to ISIS. Boeing's first astronaut mission ended with an empty capsule landing in New Mexico overnight, as the 2 test pilots remain stranded on the space station until next year. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
The Packers lose in the season opener in more ways than one. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Green Bay Packers lost 34-29 to the Philadelphia Eagles. More concerning, however, is the status of quarterback Jordan Love, who was helped off the field with an apparent leg injury late in the game. Head coach Matt LaFleur didn't have any answers immediately following the game.
I don't know.
While the Packers had some bright spots, such as Jaden Reed's big game at receiver, it wasn't enough to slow down the Eagles.
Very disappointed. There was a lot of opportunities out there to win the game. We weren't good enough in the red area. We were plus two winning the football and ultimately didn't score enough points to win the game. I mean, give Philly a ton of credit. They made some big plays.
The Packers are off until September 15th when they'll take on the Indianapolis Colts. The Brewers play the Rockies today, coming off a 3-2 loss yesterday, and the Badgers play South Dakota in football this afternoon. For Civic Media, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Sunshine today, highs in the low to mid-60s. Mostly clear tonight with lows around 47. Sunny and breezy for Sunday, highs around 75 and southwest winds at about 15 to 20 miles per hour. Monday, sunshine 80, 82 on Tuesday.
Currently 53 degrees.
The first highly anticipated debate between Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump is Tuesday night, September 10th.
Listen here as the presidential candidates address issues important to you.
It's not sustainable. It's not affordable by any country.
I know what we are fighting for. We're not fighting against something. We're fighting for.
Special coverage with detailed insights starts at 7:30 p.m.
Then listen to the ABC presidential debate live at 8, Tuesday, September 10th on your local Civic Media radio station.
Hi, this is Jim Schmidt, your former mayor of Green Bay. You know, I've always cared about local issues. I still do. Join me on my new show, Lean Local, here on WGBW. I'll interview community leaders and elected officials, discuss the economy and development projects, and we'll talk about the future of education here in Greater Green Bay. As they say, all politics is local. So join me for Lean Local, Sunday at 1 p.m. on the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 WGBW.
An unsuspecting driver at a Milwaukee barbershop.
I got an apprentice here shadowing me. I'm gonna put this hot towel on, man. About a good 3 minutes, all right?
The apprentice is Donald Driver.
So when you come here, you drive?
Yes.
Your car got seatbelts?
Yeah.
You wear them?
No.
Okay, but why not?
I don't want to.
But did you know you can get a ticket for that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna give you a ticket. Bet you wish you buckle up now.
Oh my God. Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Take it, click it. There we go.
Click it or tick it. And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways. Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Mino and the mayor.
He goes, hey, Mino, you see that guard down there at the gate? I go, yeah. He goes, can I tell you something without you getting mad?
Oh, sure.
Goes,
no.
Hey, is that John Mino up there? And guy Kyle goes, yeah. He goes, holy crap, he's getting so gray, I didn't recognize him.
There's stuff for that, too. Don't do that. I would never dye my hair.
All right.
There's, Jim, you don't dye your hair?
I do not dye my hair.
There's nothing in there?
Absolutely.
Shoe polish?
Nothing.
Mino and the mayor, weekday morning 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 WISS. John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
We'll be back Monday morning with weather from meteorologist Brittany Merlot, and she's Kurt Nick.
Plus, Shannon from the new community shelter stops in to talk about the upcoming bowl-a-thon. Join us.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 till 9.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Wisconsin, I'm Joel Clayfish, the first Maid of Mystery. Danielle Fairman is sitting alongside me.
Maid of Mystery.
I don't know. I'm going to make stuff up from now on.
I like it.
Producer Jess is in the control room. Why do you have a disco ball going in there?
Do I?
No.
Huh?
Come on, go along. Play along. Play along, Jess.
Do I? Where? I was really convinced there was something here that I couldn't see. It's been a weird day.
It's
that's awesome.
Producer Jess bought her first ever hunting license, and I'm so excited about it. And we are literally 11 days from being able to use it, and we're gonna get you out in the field. I've already got the place set up. I've got the landowner ready
awesome.
For us. We're going to get out there and try to hunt some turkeys, and I think we're going to do all right. I'm excited about it. Danielle Fairman had a little misfortune going on.
Oh, we're bringing this back up.
We're not going to really go back in detail.
You brought up that in the past, but I guess not.
Greg Brinkman, who runs Northwind Waterfowl, you take people out.
Have you experienced
hunting.
That for somebody? Sorry to cut you off, Joel.
Everybody.
Everyone has
like,
been
in, your, when you take
in a
people
situation
out.
Like that or something similar.
Right. Yes.
What they're talking about, to be clear, to be very clear, is when you're out hunting or fishing or kayaking, and you need a restroom, and there is not a restroom, and you have to go back to your roots, which is why there are torn pieces of my former clothing buried in four different states.
Greatest show ever.
I love that you're keeping track of the states.
Well,
I feel like you need to make a you know,
I'm pretty sure it's other countries, to be honest with you.
You know those quarter maps that you used to have?
Yeah.
You should have a piece of cloth instead of a quarter.
A piece of cloth instead of a quarter. And the good news is I've usually got a pocket knife so I can cut some off.
This is the greatest thing ever. So, Jess, when you go out, just make sure you have wipes. That's good to know. Yeah.
My mom is in the next room just shaking her head back and forth. She's cool for me now. She's got a new Jeep with ducks in it. A hot pink Jeep.
Okay, so what were you going to say before I cut you off?
So everybody has experienced it. It's okay. It's all right. It's all part of nature, right? It's natural. Greg Brinkman, what's the difference?
Oh, man.
What is the difference hunting opening day versus the middle of the season versus the end of the season? How do you, as an outfitter, aim for success?
Well, opening day is, man, it's like we were saying before, everyone's doing it. There's limited amount of fields cut. You're pretty much limited to wheat, sweet corn, maybe some silage starting to go down and, you know, grass or hay or something like that. Later in the season, you got beans, corn, a lot more options, generally a lot more birds, and you just got more options later in the season, so you got to change up your tactics, stuff like that.
How do you feel about private public land? What is that called, where they donate their land for?
The PRC land or land possibly. Where an owner has an agreement to allow hunters to use his property for certain tax breaks. Is that what you're talking
about? Yeah, because on Onyx, I was looking on there trying to find some fields of my own, and I kept seeing a lot more. They're black squares with red dots in it. That's how you can find it on Onyx.
Sure.
But do you...
I've never even seen that. For those of you listening
who don't know what it is, Onyx is an app that you purchase that explains who owns the land that you're looking at, so you may ask the correct person for permission to hunt.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. That's a good thing that's to
much,
have.
Yeah.
Pretty much was a game changer in hunting.
It was a game changer in
hunting.
I'll
show it on camera as well, but see these, you just zoom in, but there's these black areas, black boxes with the red dots. So if you select it, that is actually private land owned by this person and everything. It's Wisconsin Voluntary Public Access.
Right.
Huh.
That means you can hunt it.
But okay, what is your feeling on actually going there and not asking, hey, I know this is public, but are you still like, I feel like I have to go up there and ask because I know it is private land.
I like to go overboard because I like all the lines to be clear as to where I'm hunting.
Yep.
And if it is land that is shared land for public use, I will still go talk to the owner of the property because if it is public land and they're getting the tax benefits of it, they're going to tell you may hunt it.
Mm-hmm.
They can't tell you can't, right? And developing relationships, everybody thinks hunting is walking in the woods and sitting in a tree or walking in a field and setting up decoys. Hunting is relationships more than anything with farmers, with landowners, with fellow hunters who you want to make sure have similar ethics to you, with wardens, with those who enforce the laws on local municipalities. Hunting is relationships. So again, my answer to that is always create the relationship.
Because if it's just a voluntary program, they can still take it away. Because I know last year I hunted a piece of property that was private but was public, but this year it's not. So maybe if you develop that relationship, they would be like, you know
maybe
what?
You still can hunt at that.
You were still pretty cool. But
yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Somebody said you were cool.
I could see like some issues with that when they got like, you know, they got their crops in there, obviously. Mm-hmm. And, you know, not everyone understands farming, you know, in general with, you know, not destroying crops and something simple like that. But I could see how it could upset a landowner and stuff too, like how it could go sideways in a way.
No question. You know, and here on Raised in Wisco, I'm Joel Clayfish. That's Danielle Fairman. Our job is, and we get kind of into the weeds on some of the issues about hunting and fishing. But we want you to be able to listen to this show and not only understand some of the nuances that it takes to get out there and hunt. And there are so many regulations that you do have to understand those nuances. We also want to talk about the umbrella, the 30,000 foot level, if you were brand new to it, so you're not afraid to get into it. And we have a perfect example with producer Jess, who's going to come out and hunt with us. And, you know, I think the introduction area, make it slow and easy. But we want you to feel at home in listening to Raised in Wisco. When we talk about those nuances, to let you know, you don't have to necessarily participate or understand those key minute differences at the beginning. That is why it is so important, and it's an obligation of the people who live in Wisconsin who want to share this heritage, mm-hmm. want to share the outdoors, to take people who haven't gone, because it takes years to learn how to do it and how to do it specifically by the book. And you need somebody to mentor you and to take you out the first time. It's very hard to go do it. I'm not going to lie. It's very hard to go do it yourself. This show is about giving you a smattering of an understanding as to how to get started.
Yep.
It's also about taking that veteran hunter, veteran angler, and helping them understand some of the nuances of how to do it. So stick with us. Share your feedback with us. You can listen to us on all the civic media stations throughout Wisconsin every Saturday at 11 a.m. Raised in Wisco with Joel Clayfish and Danielle Fairman. We are going to take you on the ride through Wisconsin and show you how you can help to drive the bus with us. Mm-hmm. And don't be afraid to reach out to the show. We love talking about listeners' comments. We get approached by folks in the public all the time saying, heard you on Raised in Wisco, really love that recipe. Heard you and Danielle laughed my tail end off about the story you talked about where, you know, Danielle couldn't find a bathroom while she was in the field.
And it's back.
We hear about that all the time. Hey, love to hear that your mom's got more than one duck in her Jeep, you know. And don't be afraid to reach out to the show and ask us what you're interested in learning about. Because I was going to ask producer Jess earlier, how many topics do we talk about that you've literally never heard of before?
I'd say a good like 75% of what you start talking about. I have no idea. And most of the time I'm just working on, yep, that level's good. Okay, that sounds good. And I don't have time to be like, what are you guys saying?
Yes, yep. But I'm going to pose this to you because I bet you that it's true. I bet you, if someone had said, here's a topic, does that sound interesting to you, before you listen to the show, your answer would have been no. But I'll bet you when you listen to these topics, because I can see it in your face through the glass window, you say to yourself, wow, that's actually interesting and I never knew about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good read.
Yeah.
That's a good read.
And that is what our goal is on Raised in Wisco. Danielle Fairman and I want to make you comfortable with the outdoors. We love the fact that you're listening to us. We love the fact that our audience is growing, and we love the fact that you approach us while we're out there. Greg Brinkman from Northwind Waterfowl, he's an expert. He knows the details of goose hunting and duck hunting in Wisconsin. And did you know that in the state of Wisconsin, we harvest more Canada geese per capita than any other state in the country?
Baloney, seriously?
In the country.
I did not know that. More than Minnesota.
Isn't that crazy? Yes.
Wow.
More per capita than any other state in the country because we are surrounded by the Great Lakes, mm-hmm. the mighty Mississippi, and more inland bodies of water than Minnesota. They got it on their license plate, but we've actually got more. And the Mississippi Flyway is literally its own flyway, and it borders the entire state.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, So you are at it hard enough. And I hunted for quite a while before I ever harvested anything. Okay. Cause I kind of did it, learned on my own. I went with a couple people a couple times. I didn't harvest much early on. And the more you learn that hunting is about relationships. Mm-hmm. But the nuances and the keys to actually becoming a successful hunter are very expansive. So that's what's fascinating to me, to have somebody on like Greg Brinkman from Northwind Waterfowl. How do you, this is not an easy profession, bro.
No, it's not for the faint of heart.
When somebody says, I'm going to pay you money to take me hunting, they expect results.
Yeah, and they should, you know, but in the end of the day, it's hunting. But, you know, I can do everything that I possibly can to get you on a good hunt. You know, can I control the weather? No. Can I control the birds? No, but I can do everything I can to fool them and trick them into decoying and getting you, you know.
When did you start Northwind?
The actual Northwind company, it started out as, you know, me just making videos, doing the YouTube thing. I started that back in 2015, I believe. And I just recently started the guide service and going through with that.
How can someone get a hold of you if they'd like to try their first hand at waterfowl?
You can get a hold of me on Facebook, or I have a website, northwindwaterfowl.com. All the info is on there to get a hold of me, email or phone, text, call.
You have to be booked up for quite some time right now, aren't you?
September is a little spotty. I got some in there, but October, November, that's pretty booked up right
now. Yeah, I believe that.
So I'm excited because the Fowl Life is coming into town in November, and we're going to be hunting with Greg.
Oh, that's awesome. Oh,
hey, Danielle, we need to get you out on a hunt.
Okay.
Come on.
We need to get you out there. I mean, that way.
I mean, my tummy's feeling a little bit better, so.
Well, that way Chad Belding can have someone else to tease but me then. He can tease you as well.
Never. Angel face.
And I'm going to tell you, I have a sneaking suspicion that once we get producer Jess out to the turkey blind. Hooked. That if we have turkeys come out in front of us, whether she decides to shoot one or not, I think she's going to have the bug as well.
Oh, absolutely. And
we might end up getting her in the goose blind at some point also, I think.
So for
once you get in the goose blind, you might not go back to other stuff.
Oh, I don't know. I love turkey hunting too. But yes, that goose blind, when they're coming in, and the thing about geese, people say, what are you? I say, I'm a waterfowl hunter, but I'm really a goose hunter.
Yeah.
When those geese are lined up and they're bent over like this and they're floating right into you, yep. If your heart's not beating, then you better check your pulse because you're not alive. And there's no better way to be alive than in the goose blind. And, you know, when it comes to eating afterward, that is what is so exciting to me. I can't wait to tell you guys about the recipes that we've been cooking. And what really was great, got done with the hunt yesterday. Went back to clean the geese, and my wife had prepared the geese that we got the day before. I didn't even
Good
have to
job,
take the
Rebecca.
Helm. I'm like the cook in the family, but she made this unbelievable recipe. I can't wait for you to hear it on Raised in Wisco.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on air.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. On my YouTube channel, I recently talked to Amanda Clayman, a financial therapist and an all-around excellent person. We talked about how to reduce money anxiety, and her advice was really helpful. She said, unless we have a time to do money, we don't have a time to not do money. Meaning, if we set aside some time to think about and manage our money, it lets our brain stop worrying about money all the time. For example, I have a monthly money meeting with myself, which lowers my money anxiety and helps keep me on top of my finances. If you don't already, set and keep that money meeting with yourself. It'll help your wallet and your peace of mind. Remember what Amanda said, unless you have a time to do money, you don't have a time to not do money. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. Have a little dirt on my boots, but I'm taking you uptown tonight. Might have a little mud on my wheels, but they gonna shine with you up inside. Gonna hit the club, gonna cut a rug, burn it up like neon lights. Might have a little dirt on my boots, but we're gonna dance the dust right off them tonight.
Yeah,
sing it, Danielle!
I love
this
song.
Is Raised in Wisco. That's Danielle Fairman on the mic. I'm Joel Clayfish. A little bit of karaoke there. Now, what would have happened if it would have been
karaoke.
Just you? Okay, now, I don't believe that.
What? Why?
I don't. Because you were just singing into a microphone to thousands of more people than would ever hear you at karaoke.
But they're not here.
Oh, exactly. It's only four people here and my dog. So,
well, that's about the average people in a bar during karaoke. Four people and your dog.
I don't know. There's something much easier about this mic. I also I've never done karaoke, but I'll sing into this mic.
If there's karaoke going on at the bar,
I'm a karaoke
I'm
fool. I am a karaoke fool.
All right, well, turkey hunting first. Then we'll hit the karaoke bar.
We got time. Everybody's going to have to tune in next week to Raised in Wisco on your Civic Media stations, 11 o'clock on Saturdays, or listen to us
I
on the podcast
if we just do a
and
whole
Facebook
cooking
and We could do a whole cooking
show. Segment.
I was gonna say, hey, listen, welcome to Raised in Wisco, the coolest cooking show in Wisconsin. But I say to people, every show really is a cooking show because they're the one thing, Democrats, Republicans, conservatives, liberals, moderates, independents, socialists all agree on.
Everyone loves food.
Is food.
Yep.
Everyone loves food.
You know what? And I am the probably biggest, literally and figuratively, example of that. My mom taught me how to cook food. And I have to tell you, my wife, we got married. Now, here's a weird thing. Husbands and wives, you know, if the wife's really into hunting, when they start dating, they kind of precurse that to their significant other. Mm-hmm. Hey, I'm really into hunting. I just want to let you know that's an important part of my life before they get married. Husbands will say that to wives. My wife and I were married. I was a late bloomer. I started hunting when I was 38. We had been married for 10 years before I started hunting. And my wife has embraced it. She's embraced it. She knows it's important. She loves the wild game. All we eat in our home is wild game for meat. That's it. It's organic. She had colon cancer at age 35. We eat only organic meat. We've got deer, alligator, goose, duck in the freezer. We've got emu, ibex, you name it. We've got it in the freezer, wild game. And you can make it so tasty now. And I want to tell you, I had the recipe that I used. She made a tarragon garlic cream sauce over roasted, pulled, shredded wild goose.
What?
And served it on toast. And I said, honey, you know what that's called in Wisconsin? She said, if you say SH blank blank on a shingle, I'm going to be so angry because I put too much work into this for you to call it stuff on a shingle. And I said, well, that's what they call it at truck stops and stuff. She said, this is not blank on a shingle. I said, okay, I'm going to go with shredded goose with a tarragon garlic cream sauce. How
Absolutely.
Does that sound?
Absolutely.
On a shingle.
Said, that's much better. On a shingle. I'll tell you what, I might end up single if I called it blank on a shingle.
Yeah,
dad joke number five.
Hey.
Ladies and gentlemen,
bravo,
appearing
bravo.
Saturdays at 11 on Raised in Wisco. Your dad joke central.
So I
you
want
take,
to know. Oh,
go ahead.
Oh, no,
what do you want
I,
to know? How to make it?
Yes.
It's
yes.
so easy. You take, so I've done the recipe here before. You take your goose breasts or duck breasts, you fill them with water, add a packet of Italian dressing seasoning, a cup of oil, a cup of lemon juice, and put it in the crock pot for 10 hours. When it falls apart, shreds, mix it in with the stock that's created in there, and that's your base for just about anything. Now, here's the easiest cream sauce you will ever make, and it's unbelievable delicious. You take a package of Philadelphia cream cheese,
okay,
and you tear it into little parts and put it in a skillet,
yep.
a warm skillet, not too hot, and you stir it until it melts, and you add to that one stick of butter, So it's all equal parts. So you're adding a cup of cream cheese, a cup of butter, and a cup of cream. And then you add a cup of, add a cup of stock, or you can add a cup of, what's the stuff they make gravy out of? You know, you buy it, the chicken broth.
Broth.
Yeah. You can use the stock you made from your goose, but so it's one cup, one cup, one cup, one cup. And it's that easy. And you just melt it together and you simmer it until it gets to the right thickness. Then you're just going to add whatever seasoning you want to. What if you like, you know, Lowry's, if you want to use provider spices, if you want to go, you know, whatever you like, you add to it. If you want to make it a little hot, add cayenne to it.
Brett seasoning?
Yeah, it's good.
Addicted.
I love it. I love it. And then you add your shredded meat to it and you serve it on toast or Kaiser rolls or something. I'm going to tell you, it is too die for.
Great recipe.
I can't eat goose. It's disgusting. He thought this was the most delicious thing he ever had.
Of course.
Would you try that, producer Jess?
With turkey. Joel, you need to stop offering me things.
You're right.
Yeah. Oh, you're getting yelled at by all the female here. You should
yelling.
I mean, I was expecting something sort of food here tonight.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Joel asks me in every episode, hey, producer Jess, would you eat this delicious thing that I just described when you've been at work for hours and you're really hungry?
That's not fair.
What is your favorite recipe?
What's your favorite recipe, Greg Brinkman from Northwind Waterfowl?
Favorite recipe in general?
For wild game or waterfowl or wild game?
To be honest, man, I like just plain old duck, you know, obviously seasoned, medium rare, a bed of pasta. Like
butter and onions.
I mean, not gonna lie.
My buddy always says butter and onions.
When I'm butchering the deer, right off the back, put it on that grill, the cast iron with garlic and butter. That's it. I don't want no taters. I want no nothing.
Please do not tune in to Raised in Wisco for your grammar lessons. That's all I'm going to say. I ain't going to do that and don't want no taters. Wow. That hurt my soul.
It's because we're all hungry, Joel.
I'm hungry, too. I'm always hungry. Food is my favorite dish. That's why when you listen to Raised in Wisco, you're not only going to learn how to utilize the great outdoors, you're going to hear some of the greatest recipes that are simple. What, Daniel?
Going back to the Waterfall Expo, people said that our recipes at the Woman's Zone were comparable to yours.
Wow. That is like an insult and a compliment all at once.
I high-fived them so hard. I was like, yes, I cannot wait
Your
to tell
recipes
him.
At the Waterfall Expo were phenomenal. Oh, you did a Michoacan style taco. It was out of this world.
We delivered them to you.
It was
you.
Unbelievable. We had sous vide goose in a sherry cream sauce. Yeah. We handed out 30 pounds of it. It was phenomenal. Folks, we appreciate you listening. We love you to be here. Send us your comments. Listen to Raised in Wisco on your civic media stations throughout the great state of Wisconsin. Saturdays at 11. For Danielle Fairman, I'm Joel Clayfish. This is Raised in Wisco.
Goodbye.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Jane Matinere and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Jane Matinere returns to the big chair, and we are talking about the election because we are less than 2 months away, people. Join us.
Matinere on air, weekday mornings at 10.
As a network, we're called Civic Media because a big part of it is we want to start modeling how civic discourse really should happen and being respectful of each other's opinions, even if you disagree, you know, like they should be given a platform.
If Rocker and I can get along, we can all get along.
I know, exactly.
Right, Rocker?
Yeah, that's right, Jimmy.
Well, you do have a wall in between the two of you, so
glass.
It's like...
It's only glass.
Tear down the walls. Listen to Max Inc. Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Americans could soon see some relief when it comes to the high interest rates. More signs the labor market is cooling, something the Federal Reserve is watching as it meets later this month and possibly issues a rate cut. ABC's Alexis Christophorus has more.
Employers added a fewer than expected 142,000 jobs in August, mostly in construction and health care, while the unemployment rate dipped to 4.2%. Now, economists say lower inflation coupled with this latest jobs report puts the Federal Reserve on track to cut interest rates for the first time in 4 years at its meeting later this month. The question now, how much?
The first presidential debate is 3 days away. Former President Trump campaigning in the swing state of Wisconsin today. Vice President Kamala Harris remains in Pittsburgh for debate preps. Millions of residents in the South and Western states remain under heat alerts.